Faith-Based Community Prayers for the 23rd of August. Today at Faith-Based, in our cycle of prayer, we're praying for Western Opera players who meet here every week and their upcoming concert in September as well. Pray for Wendy, who's one of the participants in our weekly Agape on a Wednesday lunchtime. With others around Bedminster, we pray this week for the South Bristol Christian Centre, which does great work on West Street. We pray for the residents and visitors to Lidstep Terrace. And praying with our friends around the Bristol and South Gloucestershire Methodist Circuit, we pray today with Shortwood Methodist Church and their minister, Reverend Paul Edwards, who gets back from his sabbatical next week. The senior steward as well there, Diane Bailey, and their prayers for their church buildings to be used more often by the wider community. And we also pray for Brentree Methodist Church and their minister, the Reverend Peter Grimwood, and their prayers that the former members of that closed church and for the plans being made for the future of the site. Looking more widely, we pray with Christians in Britain and Ireland, and this week particularly with the Northampton district, and again wider still with Christians in Australia and New Zealand, in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and the Uniting Church in Australia, the UCA. Giving thanks that women have now been ordained in the Methodist Church of New Zealand for 50 years, for cross-cultural respect within the New Zealand churches and the islands of the Pacific, Asia and Australia, for ecumenical cooperation between and within parishes, and the leadership of the Christian denominations in New Zealand. Pray for continuing efforts to overcome the past injustices that have led to the poor health and income among the Tangata Wenua, the Maori, and immigrant peoples, and for an awareness of other faiths and an openness to people of other faiths. Praying for a spirit-led response to the gospel and a sound spiritual awareness of God at work within and without the church. Prayers from Alan Upson, who's the outgoing president of the Methodist Church of New Zealand. And praying with friends and things from Facebook updates, praying today particularly for Anne Ellis at this moment for her. With all those thinking about preparing for their trips to Greenbelt or their non-trips to Greenbelt, depending, but hopefully this weekend will be a blessing to all. For Matt's new band, Empty Pools, and prayers also for movement on the Robin Hood tax to really address poverty and fairness in this country. Finally, a prayer from Peter Hancock, the chair of the Northampton District. Lord, liberate us from a risk-free life where we never try anything because it might fail, never invest in anything because it might be lost. Arrest us when we are about to bury our talents in the ground and escort us to the place of faith speculation, where miracles become possible. You who said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, give us the courage to die with you, so that we may also live with you, now and forever. Amen.